The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Energetic Toy Box with Julia Stubbe and Carol Lee Schloth. The Energetic Toy Box starts out with guided imagery, with the basic healing elements of space, love, and joy. As we move deeper, you'll be introduced or reintroduced to alternative and holistic healing. And in each show, you'll come away with the desire to explore tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, here are your hosts, Julia and Carol Lee.
Hello, and welcome to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with my co-host, Carol Lee Schloth, and we thank you for being here. We are so grateful and appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in and listening live today. Or if you are listening to the recording at another time, we appreciate you as well. Each week, we start out with a guided imagery to set the space with love and joy. We will then open the Energetic Toy Box and explore the fundamentals of the metaphysical world. Today, we welcome our guest, Healing Wolf, and she will share her heart-touching story of letting go. But let's first start off our hour with some guided imagery. So I would like everybody to get comfortable, and I would like you to invite you to play along just using your imagination. So let us first start off by getting comfortable and taking a few deep breaths. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold the breath. And when you're ready, out through your mouth as if you were blowing out a candle, releasing all the stress of the day, relaxing your spine, your shoulders, the back of your neck. Now take another breath. Once again, in through the nose, holding the breath, and when you're ready, out through the mouth. For those of you who are in a safe place, please feel free to close your eyes to enhance the experience. For those of you who are driving or operating equipment, please keep your eyes wide open. Now, bring your attention to your heart space. Let your heart expand with love and gratitude, just filling that heart space with lots of gratitude, lots of love. Now let's take that love and gratitude and send that up through our throat, through our crown, to the angelic realms. And when you're ready, receive that love and gratitude back from the angelic realms, knowing that it's tenfold what you sent. Receiving that immense love and gratitude through your crown, down through your throat, and back into your heart, expanding your heart even more. Feel that love and gratitude in your heart space, filling you with peace and joy. Now, imagine that love radiating from your heart, surrounding Mother Earth. Imagine that love touching all the beings of the planet. And let's take another breath. And you notice a path off to your right that leads into a beautiful garden of roses. You follow the path through the rose garden, noticing roses of many colors. You take notice to the ruby red roses and the vibrant orange roses. Off in the background, you hear the sounds of a powerful waterfall. You continue along the path, and you see roses the color of yellow sunshine and beautiful butterflies flittering and fluttering all around. The greenery around you is lush, and you take in the sounds of the birds chirping. The fragrance of the roses is intoxicating. You continue along the path where you see roses of indigo blue and deep violet. You take notice to a clearing up ahead where you see three beautiful women getting ready to open the energetic toy box. You sit back and relax as you listen to see what they have discovered. Now I'd like to welcome Carolee, my co-host for this show, the Energetic Toy Box. How are you, Carolee?
Great, Julia. Thank you again for that wonderful energy and that beautiful meditation.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being here today. So would you do us the honor of introducing our guest today?
Yes, Healing Wolf. She is a member of the Iroquois tribe. She is a spiritual teacher, as well as a teacher of Native American wisdom. She is a medicine woman. She's a channeler of automatic writings, a Reiki master, a licensed hypnotist, and a wolf whisperer. She also leads spiritual retreats at her beautiful Medicine Wheel Lodge and Wolf Sanctuary in Rimrock, Arizona. And people come from all around the world in groups to come to this retreat. And that was where I actually met Healing Wolf. I was guided to Sedona last year, and by following where Spirit led me, I met a beautiful woman named China who told me all about her experience at Medicine Wheel Lodge and how wonderful it was there. And so I knew that when I was coming back with my group that I was leading in Sedona that we would go there. And so I connected with Healing Wolf, and she invited us out, and we were had the pleasure of being there on Mother's Day. And she led us through a wonderful Medicine Wheel ceremony of the Divine Feminine on that wonderful day. And she took us around her beautiful sanctuary and shared all of it with us. It was very moving, and it was a powerful place to be, as well as meeting these wonderful wolves whose energy was so magnificent. It just filled your heart with love and joy to be there. And I was so grateful to meet her. And she told us a wonderful story of empowerment. And I just felt so guided to talk to you about bringing her here on our show so that we could let others hear this wonderful story. And so I'm really grateful to Spirit for bringing us all together here. And I know our listeners are going to walk away feeling changed by hearing this. And so I welcome Healing Wolf to us here today. Hello.
Welcome, Healing Wolf.
Hello. It's good afternoon, and thank you for this beautiful invitation to be with you today.
So, Healing Wolf, I have not been to your sanctuary. Could you tell me a little bit more about that, please?
Yes. This is ancient sacred lands. That was the gathering place of many tribes and is still surrounded by local tribes today. And we have many ancient medicine wheels, artifacts, things on the property. And it is also a wolf sanctuary.
How many wolves are on the sanctuary?
Currently we have four, two males and two females.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about those wolves, because they were really amazing.
They are, and this is the first wolf packs that I have experienced where it is the females that are alpha. But not surprisingly, we are in the time of the divine feminine energy, of the healing energy. But these wolves are just so loving, and they give so much energy and love. And people can go inside and receive the kisses and the medicine of the wolf.
It was really fun having them hugging me and licking me and kissing me. The energy of them was just so healing.
They touch everyone. We had the privilege of a woman last week that was going through cancer treatment, and I let her know that one of my wolves has just come through 100% of his cancer. And she cried and said this gave her great encouragement to do her own treatments.
That's beautiful.
It's always amazing. And my last group was from China, and there was a gentle soul, and he was afraid to go in. We told him he could stay out, but he opted to finally go in. And then when the wolves did come to him, he just cried, and I hugged him and said how proud I was because he has overcome his fear, and there is nothing that is coming up in his life that he cannot face and overcome, because now he has the wolf medicine.
What a beautiful gift for him.
It was, and everyone celebrated in it, everyone. It was quite remarkable. It was beautiful to see the magic of these wolves.
And I remember...
Go ahead, Charlie.
No, go ahead.
I was wondering, how long have you been at the Sanctuary Healing Wolf? How long has this been going on?
I have been on this property for 14 years.
I was remembering that you told us a story about they were in a healing that they were doing in one of those... I can't think of what it's called, where it gets very hot. Sweat lodge. Thank you.
Maybe. Sweat Lodge. Mm-hmm.
And how the light came through. Maybe you wanted to share that with us.
Yes, it's always magical here because we share this space with different time zones, and we share this space with all the ancestors that have gone before. And the key to everything is always being in appreciation for being a gatekeeper to this land, welcoming the ancestors and those that have gone before in, and using this in a good way and sharing this with everyone. So magnificent things happen. We never know what's going to happen on the land, in the lodge, in the sweat lodge. But I was sharing that with God, all things are possible. And we had a stream of light come in, which 31 Japanese and myself witnessed, and it stayed in there with us. And we also heard rain, and this was all at the last round, the fourth door. And when we came out, the firekeeper said, no, there was no rain, and we checked, and there was no hole in any of the blankets. So the energy is very positive, very peaceful here.
It's amazing.
So people would come to get closer to the land and connect with the wolves and just connect with that healing energy. That's why they would come to your retreat. What are the reasons?
That is true. Everyone comes seeking for a different reason, but it is a spiritual day lodge. Accommodations can be set up down the road at one of the inns. But they come to reconnect with nature. They come to find themselves. They come to get the medicine of the wolf and the blessings of those, the ancients that have gone before. And one of the old grandfathers, Jertoma, the Oglala Sioux Lakota, told me, those who find their way here, because we do not advertise, those that find their way here, some will pass through these gates once, and some will return again and again. But for those who seek to come here, it will help them to seek and embark on their own journeys. And many guests across the four corners have graciously emailed or phoned me or written me with their experiences since they've left.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It helps them to unfold their own spiritual path.
Well, we're going to be coming up on a break here, and after the break, you have a beautiful story about letting go that you're going to share, so I'm really, really excited to hear about that. So that's just about your spiritual journey, correct?
All right. Correct.
Okay, well, that's pretty awesome. So I want to thank everybody again for tuning in to the Energetic Toy Box, and we will be right back after this commercial break.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia and Carol Lee would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, with my co-host, Carol Lee Schloth, and today we are listening to a heart-touching story of letting go with our guest, Healing Wolf. So, Healing Wolf, do you want to tell us your story, your spiritual journey? I'm really excited to hear it.
Yes, I have been moved here with the ever-changing, shifting influx of energies coming into our planet, and I had been praying that I may go to the next level. I feel it is time at this point of our ascension for all of us to prepare ourselves to go to the next level. And that next level is totally conquering fear, the illusion of fear, and one of 100% surrender of letting go and letting God. And what happened is through a routine eye surgery, many anomalies, phenomena happened to me, and I lost my sight. And then with the massive scar tissuing, I've lost my sight into the right eye. But yet here I was still doing my groups in complete darkness, being led out to the ground.
That's amazing.
I must tell you that the time without sight, only one word keeps coming to mind, and that is freedom. Because I had no other choice than to stay in my heart center, my heart chakra, 24/7. And being bent over in equipment to keep my face down and immobile, it became the most peaceful time of my 64 years on this planet. And a freedom truly of letting go and letting God, surrendering, praying for that level of faith, and then also praying that I may share my story and have the opportunity and privilege to share it with others, to teach them to surrender. Right now, at this time of the planet, we don't have the luxury anymore to put things off. We cannot say, I'll deal with it, you know, tomorrow, next week, next lifetime, as we've been able to do in the past. But now, for every single one on this planet to ascend, it is going up the ladder, the central ladder. So we have to face and we have to master all those things that we yet have to overcome that are holding us back. This is the time, this is the lifetime, and the way to do that is to total surrender. It is surrendering.
And how did you go about that?
Well, I realized that the majority of times, and particularly when we have the gift of sight, we are in our heads, and the minority of the time may be in meditation and prayers. But if we reversed it, if we spent as much time in our heart as we do in our mind, it would shift everything, and it would make all impossibles possible. So that is where I stayed, because we actually can block the abundance and the healing from the universe when we stay too much in our mind. Our prayers are heard, our prayers are answered, we have to let go. So the freedom comes from not contemplating. Where is your income coming from? What are you going to do next week? Worrying about your job, your spouse, your children, your animals. Total surrender. And that opens up the universe to you without any detours. And it awakens that God self, that I am the healer within ourselves. So freedom comes from total surrendering, letting go and letting God.
So Healing Wolf, when your eyes had, when you came out of the surgery and you found out that you could not see, what did that feel like?
It was upsetting and shocking to my doctors, first of all, and those involved. They said that what happened to me and the massive hemorrhaging and everything was an anomaly, a phenomenon. And so none of them knew really how bad it was or what to do. For me, of course, I was stunned. But after that wore off, I realized how lucky I was, because God had not only heard my prayers, but answered my prayers. Now, would I have chosen to do this with the eyes? No. But when we pray sincerely and we ask for guidance and help, it is not up to us how the Creator is going to answer that prayer or when. That comes in surrendering too, in acceptance.
I remember you saying to us that there you were, not able to see, and you just had such faith that you kept telling your doctors, wait and see, this is going to come back.
This is true. You know, when we don't have eyes, we start beginning seeing within. And sometimes I believe that with sight, the blessing that it is, we can get blinded. But the true gift comes from seeing without eyes, seeing within your path clearly, and seeing all others as He sees us. But the faith that comes, the faith is that God self within, and the faith is what gets you through. And we must have faith, unconditional, everlasting faith. And this is so important. And faith gives us the courage to face and get through each day, no matter what we're doing. Faith gives us the ability to accept God's good gift to us. Faith gives us guidance, strength to cure our own weaknesses. I mean, faith gives us to know that we have the security that with every experience, we are not alone.
And so you can see now?
The scar tissueing was so bad it took away the left eye, and they did a surgery to relieve the pressure. It has come back in the right eye. It is not clear. So therefore, I have my own challenges still of balance and nausea. But I know that everything is going to work out. I know that I still need this for a while. As I am going deeper, I am clearing, I am ascending, and I am learning more of the beautiful lessons that are affording me the opportunity now to master and go higher. So it will happen, I believe, when the time is right. When the time is right.
Yes, and everything is in divine timing.
It truly is. And, you know, God gives us boundless opportunities to shine forth His love. In every situation, we are blessed and given an opportunity to grow, to be an example to others of courage, to faith. There's so many opportunities, and that is how we have to look at it. Because the Great Spirit does not do things to us, but for us, always.
So, Healing Wolf, can I ask you, how long ago did this event happen in your life?
This happened in March. It was the Thursday before the Good Friday. And I went into the cataract surgery, and I went into massive hemorrhaging, and the retina separated. And I was left that way until Monday morning. They could not get me into the surgery centers. And then the a new retina surgeon, a new doctor worked on me and said the hemorrhaging was so massive she could not see what was going on with the eye. And so as they were working on me, the numbness wore off and the needles were in my eyes. And then she saw that the retina had become detached.
Okay, so this is just a recent event. So how has your journey shifted since this event?
Oh, the journey has just roads, up and downs, and flat highways and hills. And as the sight is blurred but still was returning in the right eye, as most human beings, you get engaged in your everyday outerly life. And then I realized that I wasn't in that 24/7. I wasn't in that heart chamber as much. And I felt the shift for myself as I am going through this. And so it is bringing me back, although I have, you know, some sight and can be somewhat mobile. We need to make more time. We need to find and make the time to stay within our heart chamber. That is where all the answers, the peace, and the healing prevails.
And how do you, if someone's coming new to you, someone who really is just starting their journey out, and they're not really sure how to get into that heart space, how can you recommend? What can you recommend for them to do?
I would say if you have the privilege of being close to nature, I would suggest that first and foremost, take off your shoes, take off your socks, and go sit on the Mother Earth. Feel her vibration, feel her energy, feel her nurturing, feel her wisdom. Close your eyes and just listen. Just be. What do you hear? Where do you feel the wind? From which direction on your face? How does the earth feel to you? Get lost in that.
So just
and then
get
that
into,
will start yeah. taking you into your heart chamber, because all true sight comes from seeing from within. There's no darkness from within. And from within, we will see our true path and where we are supposed to go. It'll bring forth new sights. So all beauty, all visions can be seen within.
So it's really about getting out of that your head and thinking about, oh, what's
it
for
is.
Dinner or who's coming over for breakfast tomorrow, but being in and just conversing with Mother Earth. It's like, well, how do you feel today, Mother Earth? And
exactly.
And how do you feel the wind and how the sun feels? So it's all about just taking in all your senses with nature and keeping your eyes closed and just having those senses, and that really will help you personally to get into your heart space to be able to stay there.
It is true. Be with animals. Be with children. They are totally focused on the moment, not yesterday and not even 5 minutes from now. Let them remind us to be in the moment. Without the other thoughts distracting us, this will take us into our heart chamber. This will take us out of our bodies. And this is the way we need to go. Peace does not mean to be in a place where there's no noise or trouble or hard work, but it means to be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart. We live in a busy material world, but we can live in two worlds, and we can live in the inner world.
So we want to get unplugged. We don't want to have any electronics with us,
no.
That's for sure.
No noise, and don't try to force yourself to go into anything. Just let it happen. Let it be. That's part of it. Just relax. Let go. Maybe the listeners will remember when you were children and you'd lay on your back outside and you would watch the clouds and maybe try to look for faces or things in it. But just as the clouds would drift by with no thoughts, that clears your mind. And we can do that today. But there's so many ways, but no outwardly devices, no connection to the outer world, try to find as quiet and as natural place as you possibly can, and then just let it happen. Go within. It's magical within. It is magical.
Okay, well, we're going to head to another break, so I want to thank our listeners again for tuning in, and we'll be right back with more from Healing Wolf. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session. Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia and Carol Lee would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back, everyone. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with my co-host, Carol Lee Schloth. And today we have a wonderful guest, Healing Wolf, and she has been sharing her touching story of letting go. So I would like to be interested in learning more about the sanctuary. So would you please share some more about that?
Yes. My name, Healing Wolf, my name is Joan Healing Wolf. People call me Healing Wolf, was given to me by my father at a young age when I was found trying to heal a wolf. Wolves just seem to come to me. They appear in my life, and I believe they have come to me to be my living medicine wheel teachers. Through the medicine of the wolf, people are learning so much, and they're being touched so deeply. All my life, I have known that one of my purposes for being here was to be a voice for animals, and to have the dream and prayer of abolishing all cruelty and ignorance. So the wolves come to me not only on their behalf, but as a voice for all animals. And there is a difference in the wolves I have raised versus the wolves that I rescue, just like children. When there is that trauma, whether it be emotional, physical, anything, that is so deep-seated in young children as it is with animals. So the ones I raise do not know that man can be harmful and ignorant. So they just get excited for everyone. The ones I rescue have their issues, so they're a little bit more leery, but they're still, in spite of everything, very loving. The rescue wolves have gifted me patience. They have taught me patience because some of them, it takes a year before I can even pet them or approach them.
Yeah, I have a little dog that we rescued, and it took us a long time to be able to have her even come to us on her own volition, so I understand that.
I mean, this is, we have to think about our actions every day, even to those that we don't know, but they may be within ear range or eye range. And what we say and what we do is so powerful. How do we wish to use that power? How do we wish to imprint? A smile, a kindness to a stranger can go beyond what we can even imagine. And the gentleness to animals or the opposite impacts them deeply and greatly. And we were meant to be stewards of this earth. And people maybe have forgotten what a steward is. A steward is a caretaker and not a controller. And we were to take care of the animals and the earth as they take care of us.
Yes, so many of the animals are there for us, and they transmute energy for us.
Yes. I mean, people leave. I've seen adults, I've seen professionals in all walks of life and even in the psychology, and move to tears. These beautiful beings touch everyone on such a deep level. They're here to give love. They're here to heal. They're here to teach lessons of forgiveness and trust, patience. It is so amazing and powerful. And I see everyone touched so deeply and in different ways. And it's always amazing and such a privilege for us here. But the wolf medicine is about leadership. It is definitely about family. And family is not necessarily whom you're born into. It might be who you're adopted or choose to surround yourself with. They are about teachers. They are about companionship. They are about nurturing. And they bring out the teachers in us. They are about perseverance. So for everyone, whatever seed is in you, whatever your individual path is, they'll bring it out of you. They're pathfinders. They'll give you the perseverance to go the distance. They'll give you that loyalty. They will show you the way. They will bring out the teacher in you and the compassion in you. They're just marvelous. All animals have medicine, but this is some of the medicine of the wolves here.
I remember you telling us a story about one of the wolves, and I think it was a she had gotten sick, and how you persevered with her, and she is fully recovering.
Yes. Well, one of them was a Gertoma. That was my male tundra, and he was undergoing cancer. And while I was feeling the need to pray to go to higher levels of ascension for myself, I was also praying for Gertoma. When he came out from his surgery, he was in the holding pen for 2 weeks. I stayed with him on the ground with a tarp above, listening to the rain, praying out loud every day, and telling him that the veterinarian was helping him, that I knew he did not understand what was going on, and he had to be there 2 weeks. And I said, this too shall pass, and you will be out by spring running and playing with your sister and healthy. And I told him it's a lot like this with us human beings, that we find ourselves in situations, and like him, all we can see is the now. We don't understand the why, and we don't understand the beauty of where it is going, the gift of healing and the end result. And the Creator blessed me to be able to be with him 2 weeks, and that's when it happened for my eyes. So we have so many gifts. If we look at them, everything that happens to us, it is a gift. It is an opportunity for us. And nothing happens to us but for us. And each lesson is a gem. And each lesson gives us the opportunity to find our pearl of wisdom and to have the beautiful opportunity for soul growth and perpetual perfection. So we have to start looking at everything differently. And the animals are always teaching us. When I lived in Florida, I just loved communicating with the dolphins. So there is just so much to look at in life every day. But he is 100% healed. He is out there. And then my other wolf, Dakota, my most recent rescue, it, as I said, took a year before I could pet him, and he has conveyed he's here to teach people about boundaries. Boundaries, patience, and trust. So they each have conveyed what they are here to give the people, as all animals are. It would be
and
a very lonely
that a lot of
world to be without the beautiful animals on this planet.
Yeah, and I think many of us often forget that, that the animals are here to co-create with us.
It
and
is,
not to
and
be
we
ruled.
Are moving back to a time that we, and particularly the native tribes, we communed with them every day. And they did, and they will again. They teach us which plants to go to for food, which plants to go to for medicines and different medicines. And when we start communicating with nature again, there is so much that the animals and the tree people and the stone people can gift us with their wisdom if we listen. And that all comes from the surrendering.
Yes, because everybody tends to just be running around.
Yeah, the one thing that I'm taking from this, and it's like I always have this when I come into a situation, it's like I'm not necessarily comfortable with it or I'm not necessarily happy with it. It's like I remind myself that it's all about the love and the lessons. And if I'm not seeing the love here, then I know there's some kind of lesson that, and an opportunity for me to learn. So
exactly.
Thank you for reminding me of that again, because that's really the way I try to look at things.
And we all have to look at that, because when it comes to us, and we can search for that pearl of wisdom, why is this presenting itself? And we can master it. We become stronger, and we can move on to something else. But everything in life comes that way. As there are times to be joyful and have fun, there's times to teach, there's times to embrace the silence, there's times to have fun, and there's times to go through our lessons. But all of it is equal.
I was inspired by you when you were telling the story, because it was a fearful thing that had happened to you not to
it
be able to see.
It was very frightening. Very
and you
frightening.
Were in pain, intense pain. And through all that, you
yes.
still kept seeing the light, holding the faith and knowing that your higher self creator was going to bring something more marvelous from this to you.
I was in extreme pain, and going back and forth to the doctors with the elevation change and having a detached retina was excruciating for me at these elevations. I cried and screamed every way. It took a lot out of me. But then I started thinking on one trip back, I was trying to get my mind off of my own pain, and I was thinking about Jesus' love and sacrifice for us, and I just kept focusing him on the cross and what he went through. But it has been very difficult, and I needed my sight to care for my husband, who had many strokes. And now he's become my caretaker at the time. He takes care of the wolves, the cooking, the cleaning, and me. And he has been supernaturally blessed with the energy and health to do so. And that is something of itself, too.
Yeah, that is. That's like
it
another
really
miracle.
It is. And we had a friend mention this the other night and said, oh, my gosh, you know, look where this has come from. He normally would not have been able to do all of this. But that's where the faith and the surrendering comes. When we get out of our own way, everything is provided and all things are possible.
Okay, well, I'm going to interrupt you because we're going to head to another break, and I want to thank everybody again for tuning in to the Energetic Toy Box, and we'll be right back with more from Healing Wolf after this commercial break.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia and Carol Lee would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with my co-host, Carol Lee Schloth. And today, our guest is Healing Wolf. And Healing Wolf, can you tell us any more about letting go and your what we'd like to share with our listeners pertaining to that?
Yes. We all are in a time of the old school of fear and holding on and wanting that security, thinking that that's security we bring to ourselves. But it's actually when we let go of everything, the control, the money, everything, that we free ourselves. And there are many ways to give. People can give of their time, of their energy, of their kindness, of their prayers. But people don't normally want to what we call tithe. And that's the hardest for people today. And today, times are tough for the majority. And we're keeping every penny to take care of ourselves and our family. But when you let go of that, you will be surprised how you are demonstrating faith and what that will bring back to you. Whatever cause is close to your heart, whether it is a hospital, a school, the various things to help animals, the elderly, the water, the environment, whatever, gift them. Gift them in faith, and you could say, but I might go paycheck to paycheck, some of the listeners. That is letting go. That is showing your faith. When you can help others, it'll help you to release some of that fear and that control, and you'll be surprised how it comes back to you. Maybe it won't always be financial, but it will come in different ways, different opportunities, different people you meet. It may come back tenfold financially, but that is something hard for people to do. That, I think, is one of the hardest, that and forgiving. But when you release that, you are mastering fear. You are learning to let go of control. You are increasing your faith, and you are seeing the magic of how the Creator and the universe works. So the more freely you give of yourself, your heart, of your tithing, you'll be surprised how God will bless you. I mean, there's so many organizations, whether it's the Jewish people, the African people, our country, whether it's the elements. Do something. Really give of yourself. And even if it's hard, even if you're scared financially, do it. And that is part of the letting go, and you will see. You will see in your life how the abundance is always there. You need not fear. You can relax, let go, and let God.
I know, Carolee, we talked about this at the retreat up in the Carolinas about tithing, and that's a universal law, right?
Yes, that as we give, we receive, and it is through giving that the love comes back to you, and it can come in a myriad of forms, just as Healing Wolf has said. And it's true, many people are afraid to tithe because they hold on to their money and believe that they don't have enough money, but as we tithe to others, we actually create more coming back toward us. It is the way that the universe works.
It does.
And just as Healing Wolf said, it's that letting go. I mean, you inspired me by what you were talking about on letting go more.
Yes. The two things that hold mankind back are fear and emotions. So we have to master both. We have to conquer the illusion of fear that grips us and is being perpetuated by the dark forces to control us. And we have to just give of ourselves with fear. Faith and know that all of us, we always have been, we always will be provided for. Put God in your heart first. Just want to serve no matter where you are, at home or in a job. Exude the joy, exude the happiness, which is such powerful medicine that everyone can do. Smile at a stranger. Be the best you can in every situation. When this happened to me, I told the doctors, respectfully, I appreciate what you're saying to me, but what you cannot do, God and God within will do. And I decided to use the teaching now, not at the end when I'm going to be healed, and I know I will be, but now, that's a different teaching. Now, for people to see me, in my limitations, but in my faith, to me, this is the greatest opportunity to share. And we all can do that, whatever we're going through, if we can be an example of good cheer and faith. This is giving healing to the world and to ourselves.
So, Healing Wolf, if someone wanted to get more information about your sanctuary and the lodge, what's your website that they could check out?
It is medicinewheellodge.com. But make sure that you pull up the Rim Rock, Arizona site. So medicinewheellodge.com.
Rim Rock, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to tell you how grateful I am and just how much you've expanded my belief and my faith just by listening to your story, and I really am hoping that the listeners are getting that out as well. So I really have a lot of gratitude for you joining us today on the Energetic Toy Box. I'm so glad Carolee got to meet you and be here. So thank you so much for that.
I thank you both. And I do hope, and I did pray before, that the listeners would receive something out of this to help each and every day be a blessing and a joy and a strength for them also, now and wherever their path may take them.
And Carolee, do you want to talk about, real quick, the monthly meditation that you and I facilitate for everyone, please?
Yes, the next monthly meditation will be, I think it's July 8th, it's the second Wednesday of the month, and Julia and I combine our energies and our fields together and connect with all of the listeners that are on that meditation, and we dig deep down into our energetic bodies and chakras and release energies that we have blocked and locked within us, and we bring other energies in to fill those voids, and activations happen. It is whatever spirit guides us during that hour. It is very powerful, and it is a great way to move your energies and get to that next level of healing that you are seeking. And again, it's about an hour. It starts at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the second Wednesday of the month. And you can get there. Go ahead.
Go ahead. That's at your website, the www.gameofearth.com, and it's under events virtual, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, we're going to wrap up tonight. I'm really thankful again, Healing Wolf, for you joining us today. And on behalf of Carol Lee and myself, I want to thank each and every one of our listeners for tuning in and listening today. I really appreciate each and every one of you. And please tune in next week when Carol Lee and I will be sharing some of our experiences with our favorite divination tools and spiritual tools. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Energetic Toy Box. Please join Julia and Carol Lee next Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time for another exploration on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. We hope you have an outstanding week.